Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. The California legislature voted on many bills this week, some of which addressed police reform. Here to give us a roundup on what passed and what didn't is KLW's Noor Bouzidi.
The state Senate session lasted until midnight on Monday, and several new police reform bills came out of it. But for other measures, the deadline to vote on them came and went. Let's start with the bills that passed. One bans the use of chokeholds by police officers to restrain people. Another bans police uniforms from resembling military uniforms. And another bill allows journalists to go behind police lines at protests without interference from police officers. The Senate also passed a bill that allows California counties to establish sheriff oversight boards, and yet another bill increases the age for youth to consult with an attorney before waiving their Miranda rights from ages 15 to 18. The Senate failed to pass two bills relating to police misconduct. The first is SB 776, which would have made public the records of any police officer who's been accused of discriminatory actions. The second bill, SB 731, would have stripped the badges of any police officer found to be guilty of misconduct. But lawmakers ran out of time yesterday before they could vote on either of these bills. Governor Newsom has until the end of September to sign off on the bills that did pass yesterday. In San Mateo, I'm Noor Bouzidi, KALW News.
California Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli answered questions yesterday about the state's new county monitoring system for COVID-19. Cap Radio's Mike Haggerty has more.
The state is now using just two metrics to determine the COVID threat in a given county, the sheer number of COVID cases and the positivity rate among those who've been tested.
We wanted to identify metrics that I think have some national traction that people understand that we can measure reliably.
Galli says the state wanted to focus on data that would point to what's happening quickly enough to respond, what are known as early to middle indicators. The health secretary says 39 counties are in the most restrictive or purple tier. Counties must show improvement for two consecutive weeks in a three-week period to move to a less restrictive tier. As of now, only two counties, Alpine and Modoc, are in the least restrictive yellow tier, which allows most indoor businesses to operate with modifications. In Sacramento, I'm Mike Haggerty.
The LNU Lightning Complex fire burning in Napa, Lake, Sonoma, Solano, and Yolo counties is now 69% contained. The fire burning in Contra Costa, Alameda, Santa Clara, and Stanislaus counties, the SCU Lightning Complex, is now 70% contained. And the CZU fire burning in San Mateo and Santa Cruz counties is now 43% contained. If you've been to the coast recently and expect a warm day, often you're greeted with a chilly, damp fog. We like it that way. Researchers say climate change is decreasing the amount of coastal fog, and as Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero explains, that could lead to an increased risk of fire.
The days before lightning caused two big complex fires burning in California, Rachel Lazzari Arts noticed conditions were ripe for fire. The San Jose State Environmental Studies professor says vegetation was dry and it was hot.
We had a couple days of no fog. You got the dry lightning, and it's kind of a recipe for what we're seeing right now.
Fog moistens grasses and trees, and it's key to the health of coastal forests. But that fog has declined by about 30% over the past 60 years as a result of the warming climate, said Todd Dawson.
We've lost a good 3 hours per day of fog.
Dawson is a UC Berkeley plant ecologist who studies fog. He says when fog isn't present, the Golden Hills and the coastal range dry out faster.
If fog is going down and things are getting warmer and also drier, that might make systems used to getting fog during the summertime make them more vulnerable to wildfires.
And although Dawson isn't attributing the current fires to the lack of fog, he is saying there very well could be a link that needs to be studied because, after all, the climate isn't showing signs of cooling down. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Authorities say a South Bay Community College instructor with ties to the right-wing extremist Boogaloo movement is in custody on suspicion of sending misogynistic and threatening letters to a county health officer involving the pandemic. The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that deputies arrested a 55-year-old man and seized 138 firearms and thousands of rounds of ammunition from his home in Gilroy. The man man is charged with felony counts of stalking and threatening a public official. Dr. Sarah Cody, the health officer for Santa Clara County, has been one of this nation's most visible proponents of social distancing and wearing masks. The suspect's attorney defended him as a respected professor.